We are learning Masechtas Chulin Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph, and we are starting a brand new perek, Perek Elu Treifis. The perek of Elu Treifis discusses the din of treifis. There's a pasuk in the Torah that tells us that a treifa is pasul. You're not allowed to eat a treifa. It's one of the surim in the Torah. It's a lav, a basav, a treifa, or a sechelu. You're not allowed to eat a treifa. And Halacha Moshe Sinai is that there are 18 different treifas, 18 different type of mumen, blemishes, something missing in the animal that's considered a treifa. And our Mishnah actually holds that treifas are in a chaya, don't live more than a year. They can't live out the year. The other Madiyam will hold that even though it's a treifa, it could live out the year, treifa chaya. But our mission now will list the 18 different treifas, and we'll see in the Gemara on the Membeis, there are different lists of this 18 treifas. But al kaponim, there's definitely Lach Majina, there's the 18 treifas. The shaila is how to list them out, and some of them, some of Mandiram call it 8 treifas. We'll see as we go along. Zokta Mishnah. Elu treifas by Behema. The following treifas are by Behema. Nekuvas Haveshet. If the veshet, which is the food pipe, gets a hole in it, like Rashi says, kol nekev b'mashu, every nekev, which means in a tiny hole, upsukas hagageres, that means the hagageres snaps, which is the windpipe, and which means it's sliced in half, but roiv of it is already snapped, that's already considered like the whole thing is snapped, that's psukas hagageres. Nikav krum shamayach, if the krum of the mayach, the membrane around the brain, has a hole in it, also it's considered a treifa, a little tiny hole. Nikev halev lebeis chalol. If the heart gets a hole, until the beis chalol, until the valves, the open valves inside the lev, inside the heart, that's already called a treifa. Now Tosfos points out, on the Maskel Nikev, b'shar nekuve lo itzrich lemistil lebeis chalol, shehem dakim, it's very thin. For example, the vesher is very thin, so of course a hole goes right into the open space, the beis chalol. And same thing by krum shemayach. But here, b'shitus ein nekev chashuv behem klam loyniku beis chalol. It doesn't go all through and through. Obviously, it's not a problem. I have a lev shuav. The lev is very thick. If you have a picture in front of you, you can see it's a very thick wall. And therefore, it's saying that sakadash shem nekev ba'imek shu chashuv nekev. Maybe it's enough nekev. But lemaisa, it's kamash lo in the mishnah has to go to the beis chalol. There's actually two open valves in the lev. Either one is called nekev beis chalol. Nishbara ha-shedra of nefesek chuchala. So this Rash says is considered one treifa. If the shedra broke and with it the spinal cord got snapped, then Rash said the treifa is the chuta shedra, which is the spinal cord. That's the treifa, not the breaking of the spine itself. Just the way a chuta shedra usually breaks is through rips, usually is through the breaking of the shedra. Therefore, that's considered one. So far we have Nekuvas HaVeshet, Psukas HaGageres, Nikav Krum Shel Moyach, Nikav HaLev, and Nishbara HaShedra, which is number 5. Nitel HaKoved, L'Nishtarim and HaKlum. The Koved is a liver. The liver regenerates itself. So if some of it was removed, it'll grow back. But if it was completely taken out, then that would be a treifa. That's number 6. Number 7 is HaReya Shenikva Shechasra. That the Reya got a hole in it, or it was missing something. So that already is a psul, that already is a treifa. Rav Shimon argues, it's not enough that it has a hole or it's missing, it has to have a hole all the way until the spesa simpoines, that's these little valves inside the lungs that bring the ear from place to place. It's called the bronchi in English. So it's these little like spider web looking thing, looking like veins that are in the rea, in the lungs. So it has to have a hole through all the way to the base of simpinus. That was number 7. Number 8 is nikva hakeva, that the keva, that's one of the stomachs, got a hole in it. The keva is there's 4 different stomachs by a behema. There's the keres, there's the keva, there's the hamsis and the beis hakosis. So nikva hakeva, that already is considered a treifa. Nikva hamara, that's the gallbladder, has a hole in it. Nikva hadakim, that's the small intestines, got a hole. Also, it's a treifa. Hakeres hapnimis shenikva, if the keres, there's another one of the stomachs, gets a hole, a shenikra roiv hachitzoyna, or roiv of the chitzoyna, pashas means the roiv of the basar around it. We'll see in the Gemara later on what it means exactly. That part of the basar, the meat that's protecting it, gets ripped. Also, it's treifa. Rav Yehuda Eimer, it's not telling a roiv. Hagadoyla, if it's a big animal, then tefach. That's enough if it gets ripped, it gets torn, a tefach, that's enough of to make it into a treifa. When it's a ktana, then berubin yiroiv. Hamses are based on koises shenikvu lechutz. Hamses and koises are two parts of the stomachs that are touching each other. So only if they get a hole on the outer part of them, but on the inner part, the hole will feed into each other and therefore won't be a treifa. So shenikvu lechutz, only if it's nikvu lechutz, because if not, they have this, the wall, they share a wall, and therefore if it has a hole, it'll be shayfech zelazeh, and it'll go from here to here, and therefore it's only nikvu lechutz. The Rashi says, "Hanekem nira b'chutz." Going to nikvu oizeh shaloi b'malkem chiburim, not in the place where they're attached. Lafukis shenikvu malkem chiburim shteid v'nesayim. By neck of hoylech mechalos josef, mechalos josef. If it goes from one hole to another hole, to one stomach to another stomach, it's right next to each other. That would not be a problem. The next treifa is naflu min agaga, fell off the roof. Fell off the roof and you shechted it right away without doing a test, a certain test we'll see in the Gemara, then it's considered a treifa. Nishvu roiv talsef, if roiv, majority of the ribs broke, also it's a treifa. But drusa sazev, if a zev pounced on it and clawed it, a zev is a wolf, it clawed this behema, so then it puts in poison, makes it into a treifa. Rav Yehuda Eimer says it depends, not always so true. Drusa zev bedaka, buy a daka, buy a small animal, let's say a sheep or a goat. There, the drusa zev already could make it into a treifa. But when it comes to a big animal like a cow or ox, drusa ri begasa. But you have to have a ri was derisit, attacked it, a lion. Then it's enough to that will make it into a treifa. But a zev is not enough. Now, once you mentioned that was the last. That was the last treifa was drusa zev. But we're going to mention something else about even a bird here, because we wanted to bring down this din of Rav Yehuda, who said there's a difference in a dak and a gasa. We'll bring down something that has to do with the oifus. When it comes to oif, drusa sanates by the dak by a small bird like a little dove. So then the drusa of a nates, which is a sparrow hawk, it's a smaller bird. That would make it into a drusa. But the drusa sagas, by a bigger animal, which Rashi actually says is like chicken and ducks, they're bigger, there you need to have from an oif, a drusa sagas, a big oif, which ties to mean a falcon, a bigger oif, that will make it into a treifa. And the Mishnah ends off, kol she'en kamoy achai treifa. The rule is, anything that does not live through the year is considered a treifa. And we'll see what we're being marba with that. But if it gets any type of makkah that will not live, that case is a treifa. Ad kan, the Mishnah of 18 different treifas. Zok to Gemara. Omer Rav Shimon ben Lakish. Remez l'treifa min ha-Torah minayin. Where is there a hint in the Torah for the din of a treifa? Right to Gemara minayin. What's the hint? It's the first apostic in Parshas and Spatim. It says in the apostic, V'anche kodesh tiyumli, uvasar basada treifa, lo yisei chelu, l'kev v'shichon oisei. But first in the apostic, you're not allowed to eat a basar treifa. So what do you mean to remez? It's the first apostic. And Rashi speaks out that even though we use that apostic for other drushas as well, that like a basar kachem shiyosu chutzu point sasai, we use it in Maitha, the pashup shah in the apostic is basar treifa, you're not allowed to eat. So what do you mean remez? So Gemara says, I mean like this, ela remez, where is there a remez from the Torah that treifa does not live more than 12 months? Zakta Gemara, I'll tell you. And how do we know, like, what are you asking? Because the Torah says in our Mishnah, in the Seifa, Zakal Kalshin Kamaya Chai Treifa, Mechal Treifa Nechai, see if we have Treifa Nechai. So we're Nolan, how do we know this? That's what it means. Remez that treifa doesn't live in that Torah, Nolan. Zakta Gemara, I'll tell you weird. The Chassid says in the Pasuk that when Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu to tell Klal Yisrael what they can eat and what they can't eat. It says, "Dabro bnei Yisrael leimor zoyis achaya asher toichlu mikol behema asher laaretz." And when Darshan the word zoyis achaya, so the chesiv zoyis achaya asher toichelu chaya achol only eat something that's alive, only that can live. She'ein achaya lo yisechol, something that cannot live you can't eat. Mikal treifa lechay, see me a treifa does not live, and therefore because it's saying afuke treifa. That's something that doesn't live, you can't eat such an animal. Now, in Shalei, how do you see from Zois HaChaya, Rashi is Kari by Zois Chaya, Ayin the Maram Shift, the Vizudis, but the Drosh is, that we see from this part of Zois HaChaya, there has to be an animal that could live out the year. That's a fear our Mishnah that holds, Treifa in Echaya. But Zok to Gemara, what about if you hold, Mandi Yoma Treifa Chaya, according to Mandi Yoma holds Treifa Chaya, with our other Tanoim hold Treifa Chaya, So what do you do with the pasuk Uzayis Chaya? Menale, and how do you know that Treifa is Chaya? Menale, Nafkalei Uzayis Chaya Shteichlu. He actually learns of the same pasuk because Zois is a Miet. Zois a Chaya Shteichlu. Zois a Chaya Chol. But there's a different type of Chaya Cheres, a different type of animal that can live that Lois Teichel. What is that? Not a living animal I can't eat? Yeah, a Treifa. Mechal Treifa Chaya. Fakert. It's a Raya to that Yom. Zois a Chaya. Only this type of chaya you can eat. That's not a treifa. But there's another chaya that you can't eat. Why not? Because it's a treifa. So the opposite. You see from here that it could live. So what does the man Yomo learn? Zeis a chaya. What do you do with Zeis? V'idach, hai Zeis ma'avolei. M'boyle like a time with the b'raisa, the bear of Shmuel, the tongue of the bear of Shmuel. Zeis a chaya shtoichlu, melamish, tofas kosh baruch hu, kolmim amin. You see from here that kosh baruch hu grabbed every min, v'herole el Moshe. He showed Moshe, this you can eat, this you can't, it's Zeis. That's what Zeis is. Okay, now it's Shver. Man Yomo said, learned from here that a treifa in a chayiv. You need for the drasha of the brisa of Tanya Berav Shmuel that Kosh Baruch Hu grabbed every chayiv and said, "This you get, this can't eat." So how do you learn from Zeis a chayiv that Zeis a chayiv you can eat, but there's not a chayiv you can't eat? How did they learn from that? You need Zeis something else. Where's the Echanami? Right, I have a different drasha. El treifa chayiv and ole nafkalim yidach Tanya Berav Shmuel. Learn from a different Tanya Berav Shmuel. The Torah is very small. Bein achaya necheles, or bein achaya sheloy soichel. Different pasuk. This pasuk says lahavdil. It's the end of the parasha of parasha Shmini. It says lahavdil bein atomei bein atar, or bein achaya necheles, bein achaya sheloy soichel. Gans beforesh. There's a chaya necheles and a chaya sheloy soichel. Even though it lives. So elu shmoyne has a treifa. Shnei moish v'sinai zok the baisa of Rabbi very small. This chaya sheloy soichel is what the 18 treifas that are Kodesh Baruch Hu told Moshe b'Sinai. These are the 18 treifas. So akapanim adkan the few little drashas of treifa chaya. But now we're going to concentrate on the 18 treifas. So we have in our Mishnah that it says there are 18 treifas, but a list of the treifas then it ends off with a zeh klal. And here we have Tanur Rav Shmuel. It says a fact there are 18 treifas there are Moshe b'Sinai. And the Moros have a problem with this. They have a suleka. There's no more than 18 treifas. Ve'ika baskar. Baskar is a symbol for four different treifas. We'll see them on base. First of all, there's four more baskar. V'shev shmeitz, there's another seven that the Amorayim said. So why are you saying it's only 18? And the Lord explains like this, on top of our base now. Fish tomatana didon, the tana. What he said, with the shayir, whatever he left over, ask you v'zeh klal. We have a zeh klal, give a rule. So that adds on more. That adds on more. Elo, the tana berishmal, the amah yud ches treifa, that only 18 treifa is. Vesuleka, there's no more v'ika, but there's not four plus seven. There's not 11 more. We have to go through every one. There's not 11 more. So what's going on when you say 18 treifas? You have to explain for Yerushalmi. He said 18. It's not only 18. There's more. Vesuleka v'ika. There's more. And we'll continue on the next year to go through the kasha on Rabbi Shmuel of the there's more than 18. According to the Kama Echram, it's talking more than 18. He didn't say everything. He says that cloud. But according to Rav Shmuel, it says 18. Didn't say any more. L'chayra, there are more. We have to go through everyone and explain why Rav Shmuel says the number 18.